Compass FM with Steve. In the studio today, we welcome with a different hat on today is Dean Eads from the Kaikoura District Council. He is the Emergency Management Officer up there. Good morning, how are you?
Hey Steph, how's things? How's everything going down here in Waimak? Is that all right?
The Waimakariri District, yeah, you've got many hats there, Dean.
Many, many hats. It's a lovely day up in Kaikoura, I tell you that.
Oh, it'd be beautiful up there. It always is. Hey, with the recent events, and you've been up north, helping up north as well too with the cyclone. So of course, recent events, comes the thought through many people's brains, am I prepared? And probably a few of them are going, I could probably really do with top up my emergency kit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and it's the 7 P's. It's prior preparation prevents poor performance. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the beginning of that other poor off because yes, we're on public radio.
Yes.
And it is. It's about looking at the things that we have in our ordinary day lives and thinking, have I got enough of that? Or do I need a bit of a top up? Or do I need to look at potentially upgrading what I've currently got? So in regards to water, do I have at least 3 days worth of water, 72 hours? Do I have enough food in my pantry to last, you know, a few days? Will my freezer stay frozen for a few days? Because we saw that with up north, they lost power for a considerable amount of time, and the amount of food waste up there was it was horrendous. But you know, what can you do without power? Unless, of course, you've got a bit of a backup generator option. Mm. And for many businesses, this is a normal thing, business continuity. It's not so common for individuals outside of the farming community to have that type of stuff. But, you know, some of these generators actually don't cost terribly much. And remember, you don't just have to keep them in the back cupboard or in the shelf, just like the family china. You can actually use it. Mm. Hey, go camping. Take your generator with you. Make sure that it runs.
Yeah.
And in saying that, when you go camping, you know, and especially this time of year after the summer season, check out that tent of yours. Is it in working order? You know, can you guys put it up together in a reasonable hurry? Because that tent could potentially be your alternate accommodation.
Your shelter is so true. And the other thing is just being prepared. If you haven't started an emergency kit or a go bag, it's never too late. Just start adding. I know it's really expensive for lots of people at the moment, you know, adding that extra thing or a couple of things to the shopping bill, but it doesn't have to be a whole pile of tins, right?
No, absolutely. If you think about the whole, do it on a bit of a, without breaking too many copyright rules here, do it on a bit of a Crisco kind of mentality. It's a little bit and often.
Each week. Yep. Yeah, just add it. So what things that you have that can help us here in North Canterbury?
Hey, the things that can help us help you and help you help us, North Canterbury Gets Ready, neighbourhood support, okay? Really, really a top-notch organisation and a great resource for civil defence and emergency management when the going gets tough. You have the opportunity to put not just your strengths and your ability to help with whatever you have, whether it be a tractor or a chainsaw or your skills, but you can also put on there things like if you need help. So if you need 24-hour power, or if you're a little bit older than the average and need a bit of assistance with things, put that stuff on there as well. So that means when we come to look at the people in the affected areas, who needs help first, or who can we call upon to help their local community?
That's great. And Dean, we are essentially all civil defence, aren't we?
Oh, we so are.
It's not just certain people, it's everyone in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I was assailed in a rather interesting conversation with a really awesome dude up in Napier a number of weeks ago when I was out with the controller there at Bayview. They had done their very best and they said we didn't see any civil defence people, and so it was an interesting conversation. But it came down to, did you see a fireman? Yes. Did you see an ambulance staff? Yes. Did you see the police? Yes. Did you see Landsar? Did you see all these other agencies? He said, yes, yes, yes. And I said, then you saw civil defence.
Yeah, yeah.
We are all civil defence.
That's so true. Dean Eads is here from the Kaikoura District Council today. He's the Emergency Management Officer. Dean, Kaikoura Isolated Communities meetings coming up. Can you tell us about those and what they mean to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one of the big takeaways from any of our major events that we've had in the last umpteen many years is that people do get cut off, and they get cut off quite quickly. In Kaikoura team, we have a first responders community or get together very often so that we are in communication with each other, so that at 2 o'clock in the morning people will answer my phone basically. So we have organised catch-ups on the Inland Road, Goose Bay, and later on in the year, only about a half a month away, Kekerang. So the first one will be on the 4th of April up the Inland Road, and it's at the Collie Club Kennels. So for the people that live up there, you'll know exactly where that is. And that's to touch base with your local fire, ambos, health, Landsar, Coast Guard. It's all of the usual suspects, which I like to call them,
yep.
Who turn up to events to help people out. And it's for the local communities to get to know, to ask questions, to have a bit of a to-do if there's if they bring along some of their gear, and really just, you know, ground ourselves with the communities that we're going to be out there helping when the need arises.
Look, definitely a great event to go along and just be part of. You might think, oh, look, I've got nothing to offer, but you'd be quite surprised what you might actually have to offer, and also the rewards for helping are tenfold, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody's got something that someone will need during that course of time. You know, if you can't drive a tractor or wield a chainsaw, you might be a very, very good operator within the psychological first aid, the PFA area. So to help people get through just their emotional state and what have you, that's as good as cutting a tree down or
communications, or just sitting with someone having a cup of tea.
Absolutely, that's a skill unto itself.
So true. Now, Dean, how would we get hold of the Kaikoura District Council if we'd like some more information?
Facebook? Hey, yeah, you can do us on the Facebook. Do us, that sounds rather rude. You can call us on the Facebook, or you can look us up on the telephone.
Yes.
We are team down West End. You can even come into the old cray pot. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it just looks like a crayfish pot. And we will we'll have a bit of a convo with you.
Point you in the right direction. Dean Eads from the Kaikoura District Council today, Emergency Management Officer, and we will catch you again another time.
Cheers, that'll be grand. Thanks
for popping in.
Compass FM.